At 4:30, you're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Each week at this time, we check in with the Cape Cod Times to find out what's happening on the arts and culture scene. To help you make your weekend plans, with us is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, solstice is this week, marking the longest night of the year, and a group called the Solstice Singers is celebrating with an event in Woods Hole.
Yes, it's their 20th anniversary, and they do Renaissance-style performances, and this holiday one is called To Drive the Cold Winter Away. That's going to be Friday and Saturday at Woods Hole Community Hall. And, of course, I would encourage people to read Cape Week all the time, but this is one that you might want to see the photo because this group dresses in beautiful medieval costumes for their shows. And besides doing their own music, they're going to have three groups joining them for this anniversary celebration. One is their own children's chorus. It's called Les Enfants du Soleil, and it's children of members, some of whom have been there for 20 years. These kids range in age from 10 to 16. Then there's a musical ensemble called Passacaglia, and they play traditional early instruments like the crumhorn and the lute. And then there's the Vineyard Swordfish. That's an English sword dance team. They're based in Woods Hole with dancers from the Upper Cape and Martha's Vineyard, and they're going to be dancing with swords, performing to music from a hurdy-gurdy and a drum.
And again, that's Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Julia Nixon is at Wellfleet Preservation Hall. For people who aren't familiar with her, tell us about her.
She's a theater and nightclub performer. She actually has a 4.5-octave range, so it could be pretty exciting to hear her sing. She was on Broadway back in 1983. For people who know musical theater, she took over the lead role of Effie in Dreamgirls from Jennifer Holliday. But then her career kind of took another direction. After she got divorced and she was raising her son, she stayed close to Washington, D.C., did a lot of nightclubs, but now her son's grown. She's doing a lot more traveling. And got connected to Wellfleet Preservation Hall soon after they opened last year. This will be her third concert at Wellfleet Preservation Hall, and the other ones have sold out. The director there has said that her voice has just blown audiences away. So this will be the chance to see what she can do with holiday music, as well as the usual jazz and rhythm and blues that she does.
And here's something that sounds marvelous. In Dennis, this weekend, there's a living creche with children.
The Village Improvement Society of Dennis does this every year. It's on the Village Green, but visitors are encouraged to go over to the Dennis Union Church first because they can watch a rehearsal of a Christmas cantata at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Then the procession gathers at 4:45 on the grounds of Cape Playhouse. And at 5 o'clock, the church bells ring, and the town crier leads a candlelight procession to the town green where people and animals reenact the story of the first Christmas. There's going to be refreshments afterwards at the church hall, and participants are invited to bring their own candles for that procession.
Now, Kathy, this next event, you've told me, is one of your favorites. Tell us what's happening at Liam McGuire's this weekend.
Well, I think everybody at some point in time has owned an ugly Christmas sweater, and you think that you want to keep those around because there's all these parties now that kind of celebrate those. And that's what they're doing at Liam McGuire's Irish Pub on Main Street in Falmouth. On Saturday night, they're having Ugly Christmas Sweater Night. And anyone who wants to actually compete has to register by 8 o'clock. And then the Celtic duo of Stanley and Grimm is going to be entertaining at 9. And then at 10, they're going to announce cash and prizes for the three best worst sweaters in the room. So it's worth competing if you've got a horrible one hanging in your closet.
And quickly, before I let you go, I know at Cape Week you're running a special year-end feature. Tell us about this.
Yes, every year, right at the end, after all the theater shows have gone on, our reviewers pick their favorite shows of the year and their favorite performances that they've seen. We have more than a dozen reviewers because there's so much theater on the Cape. So they've compiled all their choices, and we print them out. It's going to be in Friday's Cape Week, so take a look and see if your favorite shows and performers are in there.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find a link along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, happy holidays.
You too. Thanks.